that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And that old wheel has rolled around again. Here it is, Saturday. The first Saturday, I do believe, in April. I think today's about the 4th. Does that sound about right, guys, or are we back up to the 11th or something? I think that's what it is. April 4th. Yeah, good morning. Good morning, John.
Morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And better mute my cell phone here. Get texts here. You guys don't want to listen to that all morning. So, but we do welcome you, the remnant. Guys, I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm a little froggy in the voice this morning, so I'm going to sit here and drink coffee, and if one of you guys would want to open up in prayer, we'll open up the phone lines here in a second and get on with Coffee with the Wranglers.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we are grateful for this opportunity to be here this morning, and we thank you for this program, and we ask that you guide us and direct us, Father, with the working of your Holy Spirit that you poured out upon us, Father, and we don't pray just for us here, but we pray for the remnant out there, Father, and we pray that they're blessed, that they're tended to, that they draw closer to you. We're thankful that this week we were able to take part in the Passover feast, Father, and we're grateful for the price that was paid and to give us access to that, Father. And we're thankful for our pastor that taught us the importance of it and brought it to our attention, and that we could establish it as a feast in our lives, Father, and that it's become part of our lives. Oh, Father, we're so grateful for so many things, and we just ask that you continue to guide us and direct us and pour your Holy Spirit out upon us, Father. We pray that you open our eyes to see the things that we need to see and blind our eyes from the things that we don't need to see, Father. And we ask that you give us that Holy Spirit as a sixth sense, Father, in our lives, Father, that we can pay attention to it, that you can protect us. We know that you can use it to protect us, and Father, we do pray for that protection. I know that we need it more than ever in our lives. I pray, Father, that you deliver us from the conspiracies of men, the schemes of the devil, the power of the dog, and the forces that come against us, Father. We pray that you continue to deliver us from those that dig the pit for us, Father, those that conspire against us, those that set that snare for us, Father. We pray that you deliver us, that you turn their plots back upon them, Father, the evil one. And, Father, we just pray, Father, for the remnant, that their cup overflows with blessings from your throne, that you be the one that provides for their each and every need. We pray that they're satisfied, Father, that their stomachs are full and that they have plenty. We pray for that transfer, that you rise up your people higher and higher, and that you bring down your enemies lower and lower, Father. We want them to be trampled under the feet of the saints. We want them to be trampled under our feet, Father. We want them to be smashed into the ground, to be no more, Father. And we pray that you use us in a mighty and powerful way for the destruction of fortresses. We claim all these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Well, guys, didn't know if you had anything special you want to start with this morning. I had a couple of news topics I thought I'd bring up, but... John, did you have anything you wanted to share with the remnant to start off with?
Well, I just think it's kind of comical. One of the headlines yesterday was, gay group demands Christian churches be shut down for opposing same-sex marriage. And apparently, there's a request coming from Wyoming, of all places. Largest gay group in one of Western states is demanding that churches who follow the Bible be shut down by the government.
Man, some moron named
Duran Artery, the chairman of Wyoming Equality, posted a stunning statement on Facebook, and when Christians reacted overwhelmingly, he deleted it, and hoping it was going to go away, but it hasn't. But the interesting thing is, what they're calling upon is for 501c3 statuses to be revoked if you speak against anyone's civil rights, is what they're calling it now. If you notice what they're doing, they're tying in this gay marriage, gay, lesbian, transgendered stuff into this black civil rights movement.
Yeah.
But what you don't see is an attack on the mosques. Not one.
No.
And what is it that the Muslims are saying? Kill them. They got it closer than we do. As of right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's another way to see that it's an attack on Christianity from every aspect.
Absolutely.
Saw a note in the mail, in the news, I think it was Thursday morning, about, you know, because in Indiana... This Christian pizzeria has kind of been brought to the forefront because of the state of Indiana passing a law that says that the government won't come in against businesses that, due to their religious convictions, refuse service to, you know, perverts and queers and the filthy and the impure. And so some news people went and found some Muslim bakeries and ask them if they would do a cake, you know, for a same-sex marriage type thing. And, oh, no, we don't want that. And that's it. You know, no outrage. Nobody calling for state attorney generals to come against these Muslim bakeries for not providing same-sex marriage cakes. And so hopefully the people can see the double standard that's there.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you have to.
People should have taken the Muslim that we got in the White House a little more serious when they knew he was a Muslim getting in there.
Yeah, said he was going to transform America.
Yeah, his own words. He said it. People were warned about it.
Well, you think back to the fight that our pastor had in, what was it, 93? With gay, lesbian, transgender community, as we stood against them for their wanting special rights, and how Dad must have seen the writing on the wall of what was coming, that if you gave them even just an inch, they would take a mile. And you can see that's exactly what's happened. But now they don't even do it through the votes. They just do it through the corrupt judges.
Right.
Because the American people do not want it.
No. No. And this this little pizzeria in Indiana is a good, I think, a good example of that. Had a brother call from Indiana yesterday, and just kind of reiterated basically what we're seeing in the news is that you know, the people are overwhelmingly supporting this law in Indiana, and I think Arkansas is working on one as well. Basically, just to prevent to prevent the government from being able to do what it's done to Ms. Stutzman out in Washington and Sweet Cakes by Melissa in Oregon and photographers in New Mexico and bakers in Denver for wanting to, you know, exhibit their Christian beliefs in their work. And
well, what's funny is that law in Indiana is identical to a federal law that Bill Clinton put in place in the 90s.
It is.
Identical.
It is. It was
modeled. So the law's already there. It's a federal law.
Right. It's just a matter of it's come to the forefront, and there is no peaceful coexistence with these creatures of instinct.
Nope. There's not. Captured and killed.
There's not. And it's just kind of how it is. You know, the latest here in this Indiana pizzeria thing is here, there's a local high school coach tweets out a, this is what they tweet. And let me ask you, how do you think it would be if one of us tweeted, who's going to Ferguson to burn a cross in the front yard in Ferguson, Missouri? If one of us, anybody tweeted that, there would be a national uproar. But when you got this filthy, and I don't know who it is, but by their fruits you shall know them, probably this filthy pervert, and she tweets, who's going to Walkerton, Indiana, to burn down Memories Pizza with me? And that's the name of the pizza shop that said, hey, listen, we're Christian here, and it's a pizza place that won't cater to gay weddings. I mean, you know, I didn't know you really used pizza places to cater weddings. Maybe queer weddings do that. I don't know. But got a text from our brother Doug that's out in that area yesterday, and he said the little GoFundMe site came up with like $500,000 for this pizza shop because they wouldn't cater a gay wedding. And I wrote back to him. I said, well, I won't cater a gay wedding either.
Yeah. Well,
anyway,
did you see what's going on? there's a website called GoFundMe or something like that.
Right.
And supposedly people have just overwhelmingly supported that pizzeria.
Yeah.
And to the tune of $2.something million, which basically the guy says, and we didn't even make that much in 10 years.
Yeah.
Now hopefully, you know, he's genuine and uses that money for something that against these queers and attacks, but it's obvious our people are fighting it.
The guy that had that that cake shop in Denver, I talked to him. I called him up and talked to him and did the same thing. I said, you know, I asked him because I knew he had a lot of legal fees and stuff at that point, and I said, well, I'd like to send you a donation, and, you know, what's your address? And he's like, dude, he's like, don't send me any money. He's like, I got plenty of money. He's like, people have stopped by, and he's like, I'm taken care of. I don't want your money. You know, I want your prayers. And was very honest and decent about it, and basically says, I got more than enough to cover my legal expenses right now, and that's all I'm worried about. So,
praise the Lord.
And, you know, so I had a lot of respect for somebody like that that didn't just say, oh, okay, all right, you know, wanted to take it when they didn't need it. You know, he says, I don't need it. I'm doing well. We got everything covered. So, you know, he's like, I really appreciate it. And that's what he coveted was the prayers.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was really impressed with that.
People just need to learn again to say no.
Yeah. Well, We've mentioned this Miss Stutzman out in Washington, the Washington florist, that respectfully refused to provide flowers for a same-sex ceremony. And basically, last week, they just decided to go ahead and fine her $1,000 and a dollar for court costs and gave her 60 days to pay for it. And the Attorney General Bob Ferguson, and that's whose office requested the fine. See, it's not a judge. It's just an Attorney General's office. Oh, well, and he could have said it at $100. He could have said it at $1. He said it at $1,000. He could have said it at $10,000. It says, before Ferguson's office filed the consumer protection lawsuit against Stutzman, it had sent her a letter asking for an agreement to no longer discriminate, which she refused. So, amen. I think the prayers that have been being put out by this ministry, from years ago and over the last few years, that it's time for people to just say no. And we're seeing
this. I love the quote that she gave, that if she accepted that, she would be just like Judas betraying Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the some people out there may say, well, you know, that's a woman doing that. It is. It is. To the shame of many men, it's
Amen.
A woman that's doing it. And, you know, the Sweet Cakes Melissa in Oregon, her husband said the same thing. There were similar news reports, and they came to him, and even after they shut their business down, and they presented to them that, oh, they needed them to take anti-discrimination classes and rehabilitation classes and things like that. And he said, no, there will be no compromise. We will not compromise on our religious beliefs. And the enemy doesn't know what to do with that. I think that throws the enemy for a loop.
Yeah. Well, the whole house of cards falls as soon as the people realize that they have no power if we just say no.
Yeah.
But along those lines, street preacher found guilty of using threatening language by quoting Leviticus. And what he quoted was Leviticus 20:13. If there is a man who lies with a male, as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act, and they shall surely be put to death. And this guy Mike Overd in Taunton, which I think is Canada. Is that Canada?
I'm not sure.
I think it's Canada. Anyways, he got fined $200 and was ordered to pay $1,300 in costs and compensation to a homosexual man who was offended when he was listening to him preach in the street. And then Overt, who was a former paratrooper, has been preaching on the streets for about 5 years, and in the last couple of years has faced similar charges. In 2014, he said that Muhammad could not be compared to Jesus. He said if a man marries a 9-year-old, we call that a pedophile.
Amen.
Yep. So there's some people out there that are still fighting the battle. It has to. It leads you to understand more why our pastor would never give in to the 501c3 thing. So when you hear about these queers that are trying to shut down churches, go ahead and try it. That's what I say. And then, you know, they're even saying how the GLBT is a militant organization. Whatever.
Oh, that the queer homosexual organizations are militant?
Yeah. I laughed out loud when I read that. Yeah.
They sure yell a lot, and they raise a big stink, and they have the media on their side.
Well, absolutely.
You know?
Well, it's just the protocols.
It is. It is.
But more and more people are waking
up.
Well,
and it's interesting this week because, you know, with these laws that have been passed for, I don't even know what they're calling, but basically the religious freedom, Yes, the new religious freedom laws that they're proposing for Indiana, Arkansas. It's interesting to see who lashed out against that. It was basically the Twitter, the Yelp, eBay, the CEOs. They tweeted out against the laws this week, saying that these laws could allow discrimination against LGBT citizens, and that was a pretty interesting news article because they're unhappy about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I heard the top executives at Walmart came against the state of Arkansas because they had a very similar law that was that had almost been passed. I think the governor sent it back to the state house for some clarification and adjustments. But yeah, the big corporate America lets you know where they stand, and I think they feel that they have to be. Like all the rest of the tares, and make sure that everybody recognizes them. They have to get their 2 cents in. And that time of the tares and the wheat, the tares are allowed to grow in the wheat until the time of harvest. And at the time of harvest...
Well, the reason that they hate these laws and these proposed laws, I guess would be a better way to put it, so much is because it removes them from under the state civil rights laws. And it basically does away with that.
Yeah, it's like John mentioned earlier. That's how they're trying to tie that together, is into because they've had good results with passing what they call civil rights and the civil rights laws. And if they can tie those two together, I think it's another spell, another knot that our enemy tries to tie and tries to pull. Tying these homosexual rights, these pervert rights, in with as civil rights, and get the people to think of it that way, then they've gone a long way to succeeding to continuing their agenda.
Yeah.
Well, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. If you want to give a call, if you have a comment this morning, and we are coming to you live this Saturday morning, first Saturday in April. Just had the Passover this week. Hope you joined us Thursday evening for the live broadcast from the LaPorte Church of Christ for the 2015 Passover service and communion. Hopefully you did that. If you didn't, if you're not familiar with Passover, if this is something new, well, it is an important date. I think it's one of the only dates in the Bible that there's a makeup day for. So if that's something that you missed this past week, well, 30 days later, you can do the second Passover day. And if you want to have some information on that, want to know where to look in the Bible and whatnot, if you're unfamiliar with it, you can contact us, and we'll be glad to share that information with you. Our address, if you want to write, is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. You can send us an email to preacher@sfaw.org, and we'll be glad to share that most important information with you about keeping the true Christian Passover. Not the Jewish Passover, and not the Judeo-Christian Easter, but the true Passover that we read about in the Bible.
Well, it was interesting. If anybody was up at 5:15 this morning, they had a blood moon, I guess it would be a lunar eclipse this morning. They said that it was about one of the shortest ones that we were going to see, lasting, I don't remember what they said. I don't think it was even over an hour. But that was to take place this morning. First of two lunar eclipses that we will see this year.
Yeah, it was very visible here. It was right before the mountain, the moon went down behind the mountains, and it was quite interesting here. You could see it.
Yeah, our brother Tim brought a really good article on that last year, on the four blood moons. Significant signs in the skies.
Yeah, it is.
Amen.
Very interesting.
I don't know if you saw, you see what Boko Raton was doing here in Nigeria. Went into, a college and just was basically asking, are you Christian or Muslim? And if you said Christian, they were just killing them one at a time.
Yeah.
Says that over 1,000 people since January have been killed or abducted, including 400 to 500 women taken as kidnapped. And, you know, up until what?
Where was that at?
Nigeria.
Yeah, in Kenya. At a Kenyan university. It was the Al-Shabaab. And, you know, when the news reports came out on Thursday, it was at least 15 died. And now it's like, 100 and almost 200 that they killed?
Just that one occurrence, yeah.
Yeah,
but
just that one
they're
occurrence.
Saying over 1,000 since January.
Yes.
But, you know, there was up until, 8 years ago, till we got the Muslim president, the United States would not have, that wouldn't have happened. The United States would have went in there with special forces or whatever and taken them out. But because it's Christians that are being killed, that's part of the game plan.
Yeah.
But keep that in mind, too. It can happen here. So be aware.
Well, and
ready.
I think that's one of the things that's, I think by late Friday, the death toll just in that in Kenya was up to 148. 142 were students. And,
yep.
You know, the people, this is going on, nothing's being done about it, and the people here are just being conditioned to it. You know, that's what happens. You know, other people, all we've heard for the last couple generations, or at least in this generation, is how evil the Christians are and how the Christians have killed people. Even Obama said that. Oh, well, you know, the Christians in the Crusades, they were killing Muslims then. Well, they ain't doing it now, and they're being killed by Muslims now. But it's all turned around. The evil Christian. Well, it's the Christians over there in Kenya that have denounced Islam, that are being killed, are being put to death. You know, our Bible talks about that. Well, we're being put to death daily for our Christian faith. And in this country, it's really more of a metaphor right now. Over in Kenya, it's real. And over in these Muslim countries, the Christians are being killed. They're being hacked to death. They're being shot. The women are being raped and killed by Muslims. And I think a lot of it is just to condition the people here that, well, that's what happens. That's how it is.
Yeah, but what's sad is there's no outrage anymore. It's like people are like, oh, that's terrible, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. They forget about it, you know, an hour later, a day later, a week later, it's gone.
Yeah.
Pretty much 10 minutes later.
Yep. Well, here's a quote here from the Thursday news report, Thursday afternoon. This vice chairman of the student union over there at this Kenyan university, Collins, his name, he said when the gunman arrived at the dorm, he could hear him opening doors and asking if the people who had hidden inside were either Muslims or Christians. If you were a Christian, you were shot on the spot. With each blast of the gun, I thought I was going to die. And they killed 142 students that way. Now, there's 142. Now, if the students could have said, oh, I'm Muslim, and maybe some of them did, but 142 of them didn't. 142 of them, when looking at the barrel of a gun, did not deny Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, they were black, but they did not. They could have just as easy, and again, maybe some of them did. Oh, no, Allah, Allah, Allah. I don't know. But apparently 142 of them didn't.
Amen.
Well, the phone lines are open. 307-745-5913. if you want to give a call in, have a comment this morning.
Well, let's see. Revelation chapter 6, the fifth seal, the martyrs. When the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and because of the testimony which they had maintained, And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging your blood on those who dwell on the earth?" And there was given to each of them a white robe, and they were told that they should rest for a little while longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who were to be killed, even as they had been, would be completed also. So that we know that what Revelation says is that there's still a number of those who will be killed just as they were, as martyrs.
Yeah, and you're right, there's no outrage. It's just, oh well, that's how it is.
But I think that the thing we need to take to heart is that those same things can happen here. They can happen in our universities. They've brought in Muslims by the score, and they've got specific programs in these universities now just for the Middle Eastern students and buildings that are dedicated to them. They've built special kitchens for halal or whatever it is, food, so that there's no way that it can touch unclean. And Jason, you sent me an article yesterday about the U.S. government's now flying, paying for, and providing flights from South America into the U.S. of illegal aliens. You got that handy?
Yeah,
there?
It's amazing. Nothing shocking anymore, you know?
I know.
It is. Well, guys, phone lines are ringing, so why don't we try to get a couple callers in here. Let's get some buttons pushed here. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Jason, Richard, and John. This is Barry in Southern Indiana. How you doing?
Hey, Barry. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good, good. Well, interesting perspective of the of the homosexual agenda. If you look at how it was attacked, and who was actually jumping up and down and pounding the people, literally every newscast, every opening line statement, were these very effeminate gentlemen and LGBT types on the newscast. And you find the local newscast and even some of the national newscasts, especially the weathermen and other presenters, newsreaders. And then you look at the type of individuals when they go out into the field and interview situations. They never talk to an actual white Caucasian man. They always talk to a minority or a woman spokesperson. So, I visit some of my relatives in northern Indiana, and they were very upset about this homosexual thing. It was just not right. It was attacking them. Have you read the law? What do you really know? It's spoon-fed hysteria, and it's mm-hmm. lies, just tremendous lies. Because they never these homosexuals and these folks will never exactly say. Just talk about their actual agenda. It's about recruitment. It's about legitimizing their lifestyle. And the question fundamentally is, and I've got to approach this very nice, appropriately, is at what age do these adults have sexual relations with these children? It's always about trying to grab or damage the children. And it's just incredibly sinful. That's why they'll never go after Chick-fil-A or a frontal assault. They'll never go because they know they're grossly outnumbered. They're not even 2% of the population. But this is a very festive season. It's a very holy time of the year with Passover. And I thought I'd put those two cents in from an observation here. But I do appreciate your morning discussion, gentlemen.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, Barry.
No, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, shame on Mike Pence for backing down at first sight of opposition and all these other governors that won't stand on the truth.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's get another caller on. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, Richard. Good morning, man. This is Mark in Ohio.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
First off, You know, I praise Jesus if these laws are actually to protect Christians, but, and other people can call in and tell me what they think they've been seeing from this, or you guys make a comment, but all of these laws are being amended, and to me, from the little blurbs I'm getting from them is, you know, this whole thing could just be a backdoor attack kind of deal. It looks like the amendments are actually moving towards giving these LGBT, like, protected status, you know, above every other citizens, more rights than everybody else. That's the way it's appearing to me by looking at some of these amendments. But
you're right.
Like I said, just a little bit that I've been picking up, that's, you know, making me wonder. So I just wanted to say that, and you men have a good weekend, and see you at church tomorrow. Bye now.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mark, and that's what they are doing. The white straight male is becoming the most minority in this country right now.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, by 2020, that's only 5 years away, by 2020, the white children will be in the minority, will no longer be in the majority. They will be less than 50% white births in this nation in 5 years. And so, how do you think that's going to look in 20 years?
Right. Well, when you keep bringing in millions of illegal aliens, too, you can change the culture. You know, the strength is in one culture, one language, one religion, and they know it, and that's why they have to destroy it.
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. And if you want to give a call in, if you have a comment, covering several different topics this morning, again, 307-745-5913.
A little early for some, I guess.
I guess so. Last week in Philadelphia, don't know if you saw it, but James Stuhlman was out walking his dog like he did every evening in Philadelphia. He usually takes his teenage daughter with him, but she stayed home that evening. It was good that she did. And he's out just walking his dog, and James Stuhlman was a white guy. And he walks by, and here there's three black Utes over playing basketball, and they were bored. And so they decided they'd rob somebody. And they went to rob one guy, but he had a big dog. So they come up, and James only had like a little, some kind of smaller dog. So they shot him, and they robbed him. And then as he said, "Don't shoot me again, don't shoot me again," they'd already robbed him and took his money. In cold blood, they just shot him and killed him right there, and just for the fun of it, because they were bored. And John, you mentioned earlier, there's no outrage. If the roles would have been reversed, if it would have been three white youths that were bored and shot and killed a black man,
It's in the Attorney General down there.
It would be, but it's not. And so, again, Remnant, see the war on white Christians that is occurring. Well, guys, all the phone lines are ringing again. We better go back to them. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, man. This is you-know-who. There was a guy that called a week ago or so, and he wanted you all to focus on this, everything that you're seeing. Yes, people are really being killed in Nigeria. Yes, that's true. The real people are facing real death. But what happened in Russia? Do you remember who killed 68 million people in Russia? Could you all answer that for me, please?
Stalin.
Oh, yeah? Who else? Who was behind it, though? Who provided the money?
It was the Jews.
Who provided the millions and millions of dollars to fund Stalin?
It was, as was right. just said, Jerry, it was the Jews, just like it is today.
Yeah, I can't. Okay, I didn't hear that, see. This internet, the wind is blowing, and I couldn't hear it. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you say that.
That's all right, but Jerry, you bring up a good point. It is, we have to remember who the enemy is. We see so much about the Muslims today. Oh, the Muslims and the Christians, the Muslims and the Christians. Don't forget that it is the Antichrist, those that deny the Christ. It is those that have pushed and have fought very hard for the destruction of this country. It is those that call themselves Jews today that deny Jesus Christ, that sit back and say, hey, you Muslims and you Christians, you too fight, because the Jews hate the Muslims and the Jews hate us Christians. And so
right.
you're right. It's the bottom line is that is who is behind it. And as long as the Christians are blinded to that and don't want to see it, and bless those that are ungodly, bless those
yeah.
that hate God, well, this will continue to happen to the so-called Christians in this nation.
Richard, this is music to my ears.
Well, it's nothing. And Jerry, you've been around long enough. You know, it's nothing new to this ministry. We certainly don't put it out as much as we do baptism, but it is truly nothing new. Well, Jerry, we got two more callers. We're going to try to grab them this morning. Thanks again for the call, and a couple other callers. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, man. This is Willis in Illinois.
Good morning, Willis.
Good morning, Willis.
Good morning. Hey, Richard, you took the words right out of my mouth when you said, "Hey, let's." You and him fight, because they're pretty famous for doing that all throughout history. But, I listened to you guys earlier. We're talking about the Bakers and the Floors who are going through court and all that with this gay lesbian rights. You know that piece of trash, Larry Flint, with his Hustler publications years ago fought and won in the courts, claiming he had free speech, or he was exercising his right to free speech and publishing those trash magazines, and they said he did. So I'm wondering if some of these folks that are being sued in the courts couldn't go ahead and claim a right to free speech, a God-given right free speech. Seems like it would make sense to me. They don't seem to be doing any good anywhere else. And another thing I was thinking about that is that I believe what they're doing is they're working towards precedent to relieve Christians of standing on Christian grounds for anything leading up to vaccinations. My thoughts on that, because, you know, they always have an agenda. They play chess, we play checkers. They're always four or five steps ahead of us. But that's kind of where I think they're going with this whole thing. But unfortunately, and you know, with all these Christians being executed across the world here, especially in African countries, it's pretty sad that they've mongrelized the campuses in the United States so much that I don't think our death toll would be too bad if they were only going to execute Christians on the campuses in the United States.
Yeah, because really.
Too many of these kids that go through a year or two of college would be too ashamed to say that they're a Christian.
Yeah, especially with a gun pointed at them. You remember back the Columbine shooting, and that was a shooting of Christian students. Cassie Bernal was a Christian, and the demons came up to her and said, "Do you believe in God?" They knew she did, and when she said yes, they killed her. And they did the same thing with Rachel Scott and with John Tomlin, and these were white Christian youths at Columbine High School in Colorado, and they were targeted and killed because they were Christians. And the world's forgotten them. so-called Christians in America have forgotten them. But you bring up a good point, Willis.
Well, that's what I had to say. I'm going to get off the phone and let somebody else call. You guys have a blessed weekend.
You too.
You too. Thanks, brother.
And congratulations, Richard, on becoming a father-in-law all over again.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Willis.
All right.
And we'll try to stay with the phone lines here. I've lost that one. Let's try this one. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, John. I hope the coffee is real good for you this morning.
Oh, it is.
I'm Kevin in Ohio.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi. A couple figures that I've kept track of in Africa. When they had that phony thing in France a month or two back, that 17 people were killed. That very week, there was a butchering in Nigeria of over 2,000 Christians that left a string of bodies over 2 miles long, and there wasn't a word of it on any news. The most recent report I heard this week was the slaughter in they're trying to wipe out the pygmies in the Congo, and there's been over 250,000 of them killed, and they're rounding them up. They herd them up, fence them in, and they eat them. They butcher them. These Muslims are eating them. And that's a fact. You can look it up on the Internet. Sounds really crazy, doesn't it?
Oh, but Kevin, you have to understand what the American people want to know is, you know, the Price is Right, the Price is Right game show model. She made an error, and somebody won a car about that. So we need to know about this model on the Price is Right. That's what the American people want to know. They don't want to know anything about 2,000 blacks in Africa killed. Wouldn't you think?
Amen.
You know? Wouldn't you think
Amen.
That the people might want to know about what really is going on, and it
Amen.
Just seems like they don't.
Amen. I'm really close friends with Russians and Ukrainians. I spent a day afternoon and so forth with a family yesterday afternoon, persecuted Ukrainians, and it's a father, a mother. They're a few years older than me, and their daughters, and they're about in their 40s, 30s, and I'm downstairs in this little apartment with them. The daughters and a wife and a little child visiting, and I could hear the father upstairs talking, and I said, well, his name's a step. I said, what's a step doing? And they said, oh, he's reading the Bible. And I said, oh, yeah, and they kind of giggled. They said, yeah, he reads his Bible out loud, and you could sure hear him downstairs. And they're really good Christians. I want to address one thing. Think about you just explained what's going on about, and I did too, about the murders in Africa, comparing it to what happened in Philadelphia. They said they were bored. Now, the average age of these people doing these murders in Africa is probably about 12, you know, 14, 15. And they're given guns, and then they're given a highlight that they're called a Muslim. And then we listen to this and, you know, and assign that quality to them. But really, they're a bunch of bored, jungle ponies running around, and they don't know what's going on. They're giving guns. That's what I want to say. That's what I really believe. And I also heard in the last few days that they're going to ship 8,000 Muslims into Cheyenne. What are you all going to do up there? That's going to be a brigade within your vicinity. They're plugging them in there.
The good news is, Kevin, we ain't played cowboys and Muslims yet.
You realize how they're geographically positioning these people around this country by bus, by plane, and everything?
Yeah, they are. And it's the church groups that are in bed, the church group whores that are in bed with the state government whores that do this type thing. We'd seen some articles on that late last year, that there's places in Cheyenne and in Casper, and one other place, I don't remember where in Wyoming, that they're wanting to bring these. But again, Kevin, now remember, these are refugees. These are poor, helpless black refugees that don't understand running water, that want to still kill their goats and hang them up outside. And you know, you listen to these church groups, and we just have to open up our hearts and minds and our land to them. And as John said, I think it is fast promoting, a Cowboys and Muslims, and that ain't going to be a football game.
And what a thing to do to the West. Can you imagine a Muslim when one of these refugees, quote, when his brother Muslim, which is one of 1,000 or 10,000, points a gun at him, and he'll say, "Oh yeah, I'm with you, brother." Right? he's not going to defend you. I mean, we're being positioned for an inside. It's a Trojan horse.
Absolutely.
I thank you for all you. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thanks for the comments, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, you know the difference between those Christians that they're knocking on the door and opening the door and shooting them if they say they're a Christian is that they don't have guns.
Right.
And it would only take 4, 5, 6 houses and the word to spread, and they wouldn't just be opening the door and shooting the Christians. I got news for you.
Yeah, I don't recall. Maybe Jason recalls it, but there was a writing that came out of I don't know if it was Stetson, if that's the night, Stetskin or whoever that talked about that suffered through the Soviet purges, and that said that they didn't have firearms and they just sat huddled in their apartments in their homes, while the
the whole time is basically the writings. If you read them, they kept thinking things were going to get better, and they kept thinking things were going to get better, and. You know, they said that if they had any idea the way things would have turned out, they would have never given up their firearms. And that was everyone over there's biggest regret, is that they gave up their firearms. Because when it came down to it, you know, they'd take 3 or 4 of them, and to take one man down with a firearm. And, you know, they were using brooms, they were using axes, they were using clubs, they were using whatever they could get their hands on. And they said that the biggest mistake that they ever made was giving up their firearms. And they did it in the name of peace, thinking that that would make everything better.
Yes. And the European Union, the EU, has given up their firearms. Australia has given up their firearms. And for the most part, Canadians have. So guess who's left? Folks, guess who's left? Got another caller here. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, Wranglers. This is Guy.
Well, good morning, Guy.
Hey, I want to run some stuff by you here. The German pilot who just lately crashed, I was just wondering if he might not have been a Jesuit, just like the pilot of the Titanic, and who was on that airplane to be sacrificed. And another thing is won't the fags be handed over to the Muslims? It'll be an unescapable thing for them. And this Jade Helm is a big intelligence operation. It's what I perceive it to be. And the information will be handed over to NATO and all the other servants of the enemy. Anyway, and the African Christians, I believe that most of them, or a lot of them, were truly sincere and dedicated to the point of death. But who was it that taught them Christianity? And I'm pretty sure the guidelines for that kind of teaching are established by the Zionist Baptists. And I believe that the Zionist Baptists are the ones spoken of in Isaiah, where they just say, oh, let's see what God's going to do. You know, woe to him who says, let's make speed, let him hasten his work, that we may see it, and let the purpose of the Holy One of Israel draw near. I'm pretty sure that's them Zionist type Southern Baptists, because they're the only religion that is not ridiculed. But if you're an evangelical, you're going to be persecuted. And the other thing I want to say is these murderers, the Muslims and so on, I don't think they run into people who will just stand there and look them in the eyes and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ, you be gone. If you say it and believe it, I know there's a great deal of power there. And you know, when you slay these Christians, it just causes an increase, an exponential increase. But in order to contradict that, certainly Zionists, you name every one of them, Jehovah Witnesses and Seventh-day Adventists and Southern Baptists, you name it, they're all corrupt, in my opinion. In their midst, there may be true believers, but in any case, will not the Muslims be on the hunt for these Zionists? And by the way, that their Passover communion was beautiful. I really am so glad that I got connected with you on that. You guys are doing a great job, and may the Spirit of the Lord be with you, and may all the saints of God be lifted up in their spirit. Let us rejoice, because our King is on his way. He's going to show himself, and when he shows up, he won't be like the one they're showing on TV, a dark, beady-eyed, Jewish-looking dude or whatever. He's going to be a fierce man. He's going to be God, and his eyes will be blue. And brothers, y'all have a good day, and stand by. Amen. I'll talk to you later. Amen. Thank you. I'll listen off air.
Thanks, Guy.
Thanks, Guy.
Well, there's another hour of coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, folks. We do thank you for joining us. Again, we want to invite you to come to church tomorrow. And you can do that at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And if you're in the Colorado area, you can stop by there in LaPorte. We'd appreciate it if you'd give us a call and let us know. Just so we know to expect you, but if you can't be there in person, you can join us at those times on the internet. You can go to our website, scriptures4america.org, and click on the live video stream. If you have your iPhone and you're out traveling, you can do the same thing. You can use the little, Safari, I think, on the iPhone, and click right on to the scriptures4america.org website. You can, even with your iPhone, click on the live video stream, and from there, click on the iPhone, and it's fills up the screen, usually a very good, clear, crisp signal. And so we encourage you to do that, to join us for church tomorrow. We'll have I think you'll enjoy it if you do. So there's the invite. Well, men, thanks again. John, thanks for the Passover message this past Thursday. And I know
thank the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It was enjoyed by all, and it was what we needed to hear. Coming out of the desert, and we once again
got a new prayer up too that encouraged people to be praying powerful prayer regarding the Holy Spirit.
Well, again, thanks. If you want to write to us, our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado.
805-35. Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move
them
out, head
them
off, head them off. Move them out, move them out, head them off, big high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride. They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out.